add to that and perhaps add our own unique perspective on things.
We'll do our best. If you have never listened to PID Radio, then you don't know who the heck we are.
No. No.
We're a couple of, well, we're a married couple who lives in middle America, and we have a definite way of looking at things.
It's a little bit unique. It's the kind of view that when you express it at the office tends to make guys back away from the water cooler with a look of terror. No, I guess the best way to describe our take on life is that life is a lot more like the X-Files than people would care to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that the things that we see in the headlines each day are reflections of the real battle that's being fought out there. Now, in trying to analyze these things, we do look at what's going on in the headlines very much, and we'll do that with our guest here in just a few minutes. But we also look at some of the more, well, I guess most people would consider them esoteric things that take
place. Screwball.
You know, or some people would say screwball.
That case.
Wing nut. Yeah, we've had those. But we look at it with a perspective that is based on our life experiences. I spent a number of years as a major market radio broadcaster and news reporter. And, well, you've got a background in science.
I've done it all. I've done science. I've dressed up as a penguin and sung singing telegrams to people. I've taught kids. And here I am on the radio. And we get to talk to Carl Schwartz tonight.
If
you don't know who he is, go to his website right now.
Right.
Right now.
CarlSchwartz.com. That's K-A-R-L-S-C-H-W-A-R-Z. We'll let him tell a little bit about his background, about where he's come from, what he's done, and some of the research that he's done in the events of September 11th. You can really argue, and that'll be our topic for tonight, what happened on September 11th and who stood to gain. It really seems to me that the best way to understand what happened on 9/11 is to understand who stood to gain from
those
events.
It's that old adage, follow the money.
Follow the money.
Well, Carl Schwartz has followed the money.
Yeah, and we will look to motive not only to determine who was behind the scenes leading up to those events, but what has happened since September 11th of 2001 that are going to impact us here in the very near future. We will, of course, be taking your calls tonight. I think we're going to hold off on the calls until the second hour because we really have a lot of ground to cover with Carl. We'd like to do that in the first hour. But take note, the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and we do look forward to getting you involved in the conversation. But again, the first hour we're going to devote to our guest here. We also want to thank, we already have an affiliate. One
we
brave
do.
Soul. Yes, we want to thank Remnant Radio out there in Boulder City, Nevada, for picking up Peering Into Darkness Live. It's on the very outskirts.
God bless all the Remnant listeners.
That's right.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
In tracking the money, following the money. Carl Schwartz, thank you for joining us tonight on PID Live.
Doing fine, Carl. Good to hear your voice.
Well, congratulations for having a live one now.
Yeah, well, you say that now.
We'll see how we're doing in a couple hours.
Give us a few
here.
Weeks. You'll regret that.
That's right. Just for people who may not be familiar with your background, how's a nice Arkansas boy like you grow up to join the Republican Party?
Well, I started off, like most Arkansans, as a conservative Southern Democrat, and along about 78, 79, I pretty well had my fill of DNC. And I switched over in 1980, voted for Reagan. And I had a company that we were design, build, developers, and very active just about every state but Arkansas. We were active in 27 states, but we didn't have any business at all in Arkansas. And I tell people when I first became a Republican, there were so few of us down there. You know, people were afraid to even drive a sign, a stake and a sign in their front yard about who they were going to vote for if they weren't Democrats. Just retribution against your business, and word got out pretty quick that I had converted over to the Republican Party, and it had a price to pay, but we stayed in there and did quite a few developments, especially during high interest rates, and I discovered something about international currency trading in 1981 and took it to Wall Street and spent about 3.5 years working as a consultant with Prudential Base on what they called defeasance financing and also putable instruments, which lowered the interest rates. So, you know, it was a crisis situation. Arkansas had a 10% usury limit, and when prime went to 21, the sucking sound we heard was the money leaving the state. So,
Oh, yeah.
When you get a company and you're trying to fight to survive, we had to be extremely creative, and we reached literally coast to coast, and that's where I first got introduced to how a lot of these robber barons, as some people call them, do their business, and you know, how they conduct themselves in, you know, some very discreet ways. They make a lot of money. They plunder people like you and me. So after the bank and thrift crisis set in, I did about 3 years worth of bank and thrift workouts. That led to a job up in the Washington, D.C. area. Yeah, I moved up there in 89, moved back to Arkansas in 92, but I kept my office in D.C. And, in fact, I kept my office there until 96 because I had, over the years, forged some very close relationships with a couple of the higher-level people in the RNC, and especially William J. McManus, who is the former treasurer of RNC.
Okay. The guy who knows where all the money is inside the party.
Well, yes, he was the bloodhound looking for all the money. And some of the meetings I got invited to, it was utterly amazing. I mean, they would sit there and take millions, you know, of dollars from some of these Wall Street and corporate types, and they would literally get in their limos and drive across town and go visit DNC and give them money too. You know, so political ideology at that level is driven solely by the dollar. And I even said it in my book, DEM and REP gets replaced by $3 signs every time. That's the Trump card.
And we should mention your book is a one-way ticket to Crawford, Texas, and information about that is available at your website. So the events of September 1st, or 11th, 2001, how did you begin to realize that something was not quite right about the official story?
Well, we had been watching something since 1999. After I left Wall Street in 96, I was an arm's length affiliate of Smith Barney. I was focusing on GSA lease properties. That's where the United States government is at 90% or anywhere from 90 to 100% tenant in the building. So fundamentally, the lease revenue stream is appropriated by the Congress. You know, the lease can be structured in certain ways to get AAA rating, very favorable financing. And in 1999, actually in 97, I went with UUNet and started working with them on IP-centric, growing the Internet and growing VOIP services and, you know, fiber optic connectivity offshore, not in the United States. Then we ran into a company at a telecom conference. We were looking for people that had oil and gas right away, specifically people that may have some abandoned pipelines, because that's a very cheap way of running the fiber optic cable and conduit.
Oh, yeah.
Ran into Brightus Corporation, and they started telling me about this lawsuit they had filed down in Texas. You know, and I mean, my eyeballs kind of rolled back in my head because they said it was $15 billion for interference of contract. And I said, interference of what contract? You know, I hadn't heard about anything like that in the United States. But they started telling me what they were doing in the Caspian Basin. You know,
What year was this, Carl?
This was in 99.
99, okay.
In November of 99. So just out of curiosity, I tracked this lawsuit because what they were telling me was fascinating. You know, they had gone over there and signed in 1992 and 93, they had signed two big oil and gas production areas with the Turkmen government. And they had the same problem that all of our energy companies have. You know, if you put $1 billion in exploration in the ground, then you have to have a pipeline to get it out of there. And they had told me about signing a contract with the Taliban and with this General Rashid Dostum. He's the Uzbek that controls the northern territory, you know, about the northern third of Afghanistan, and all the way down into Pakistan. I mean, they did what our government is doing right now. You know, they signed oil and gas leases, and then they immediately set about making the agreements with the adjacent countries so they could get a pipeline across, you know, from a landlocked area to the ocean so they could distribute oil and gas around the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a very simple formula. They're not going to truck it out, especially through the mountains. So we're talking about a lot of oil here. You know, potentially, you know, somewhere in the range of $12 to $14 trillion worth of oil, and somewhere between $3 and $4 trillion worth of natural gas that, you know, they'll try to convert to liquefied petroleum. And, you know, when 9/11 happened, that morning, we were going to be on a conference call in 1 hour with investors out of the Middle East, out of Bahrain and UAE and Dubai and Riyadh. And when that first plane hit, there was a guy with UBS Warburg on the phone with me. We were going over, you know, laying out the agenda, you know, and what we were going to address in the conference call. And all of a sudden he screams out, you know, "My God, a plane just hit World Trade Center 1. And I went, "What?" You know. And, you know, of course, this was a couple of minutes before it came on the air. And by the time I fumbled around flipping through, all of a sudden here comes CNN with their official story. And then all of a sudden, the second plane came in, smacked into the South Tower. We canceled that conference call. It never got rescheduled, by the way. But I sat there looking at 9/11 with a little different viewpoint. I said, you know, Russia was fighting with Afghanistan to get a pipeline down through there to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
They had the same problem. If you look at the just world geography in that area, there's only so many ways you can go. You can come out of Turkmenistan through Georgia to the Black Sea. You can cross the Caspian, come across Azerbaijan, Turkey to the Mediterranean. You can come straight down mm-hmm. through Iran.
Right.
Or you can go a little bit to the southeast and go from Turkmenistan to Afghanistan, down through Pakistan, a pretty small piece of Pakistan, to get to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, otherwise you're looking at logistics that would take you up into Russia, you know, take you all the way across the Himalayas, you know, through the
right.
the Tibetan Plateau and stuff like that, and having to run the political risk of Russia, Red China, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, Berdas was doing exactly what we're doing right now.
Yes, exactly. Except
but,
they didn't go in with soldiers.
But yeah, but after 9/11 happened, we started going back and checking what U.S. and European oil companies, primarily British Petroleum, you got Chevron, Amerita Hess, you got Phillips 66, actually the Phillips Petroleum Company. They were all over there signing up these oil and gas rights, investing huge amounts of dollars. We heard there was somewhere between $6 and $8 billion that had been put in, you know, by the oil companies, and they had no way to get the oil and gas out.
Mm-hmm.
And when 9/11 happened, we went back and started looking at the chronology. Our government started immediately trying to flip the Turkmenistan government to interfere with Berdas. And they're from Argentina, by the way. And mm-hmm. then they went down, and they were Tom Simmons, who was our ambassador to Pakistan under the Clinton administration. He went to Benazir Bhutto and said, "We want you to give this contract to UNICAL." And Bhutto was offended, and she demanded an apology, you know, mm-hmm. from our government. Next thing you know, she's out on the street and out of a job.
That's right, a bit of a coup there. So just to recap, what was the dollar amount of potential oil and gas revenues coming out of the Caspian Sea area?
Well, when I wrote the...
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts
And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold. A $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
They had never been enemies of the Russians, so they got right in. They started negotiating deals. They were very successful at it. And then our government, under the Clinton-Gore administration, started interfering with them.
Mm-hmm.
You go all the way back, they actually filed the lawsuit, the $15 billion interference of contracts lawsuit, in 96, and that was shortly after they had signed the contract with the Taliban. I mean, they signed the contract like in late January of 1996, and by March of 96, they'd filed that lawsuit down in Texas.
Hmm. Right, and that was about the same time that our ambassador to Pakistan was urging Benazir Bhutto to give UNICAL the deal.
Yes.
Right.
But
okay.
We watched this thing real close, and in fact, in our Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals down in New Orleans, Berdas won. They didn't get the whole $2 billion that they had won in arbitration, but they did get $500 million for interference of contract. And that happened on September 9th of 2003, almost two full years, after what happened on 9/11. But the main thing that I was watching for before I spoke out was, what was Bush going to do about it? What was the 9/11 Commission going to do about it? Because on 9/11, the only remaining obstacle was that commercial contract between the Taliban and Bardas. And I have not heard this government or 9/11 Commission say one word about that company's existence or the fact that they had beat us to the punch over there, and we spent about 8 years trying to take them out.
Now, we can establish that there's some pretty powerful motives for the oil and gas industry to want to take over Afghanistan in order to secure the pipeline rights for the gas in the Caspian Sea region to Pakistan. But why, then, the World Trade Center?
Well, they had to have some way to justify this change in policy. I mean, I've thought about this, and I've asked myself this question 100 times. Prior to 9/11, what could George Bush have possibly said to America? Said, "I got a good idea. Let's go attack Afghanistan."
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. I mean, under the Clinton administration, you had the two embassy bombings, you had the explosion in the basement or the parking levels of World Trade Center, and you had the bombing of the coal. All of those happened off of our shore. And, you know, we've dug into this from other directions, like, you know, we knew about technical flaws and structural flaws that they had within the World Trade Center, where they knew as early as 1989 they had to come down anyway. So you start looking at all the you know, pieces here, and you understand who's benefiting, who stands to gain. Big Pharma is gaining for several reasons. You know, the new BioShield, you know, where they want everybody in America to take these vaccines and take their doses of medications because of the boogeyman that's going to come after us with CBW. They're doing the same thing to our military. You've got big defense lined up here like hogs at a trough. You know, they're all making a killing. I mean, I don't know if you saw Snow talking the other day, but, you know, they're talking about, uh-oh, we're going to be out of money here in about 60 days and we can't keep conducting our business. And what they're trying to do is soften the public position on raising the debt limit from over $8 trillion to probably $9 trillion. By the time Bush gets out of office, it'll be over $10 trillion. And who's gaining from that? Everybody but Americans. We're getting the debt. We're getting the tab.
Now, they can only finance that debt, though, if somebody's willing to buy it up. Am I right?
That's true. You know, they're having more and more problems trying to position it offshore. And another dynamic, and this one's just now starting to become known, you know, our government has been just running like a bunch of drunken sailors in Bangkok, you know, hitting the whorehouses over there, the way they go through our money. But that money's not coming to American citizens in general. It's going to wealthy elite contributors. It's going to major corporations. It's going to offshore, literally bribes. You know, I don't know if you remember Condoleezza Rice testifying about the $481 million. And she couldn't account for where it went. And they asked her, said, "Well, can you prioritize on this list, you know, where this money went?" And she made the comment, it was kind of like, "Well, if we do that, people will draw the conclusion that there was a priority."
And, of course, yeah, the Defense Department has got its share of $600 hammers and whatnot that it got to buy as well.
Yes, and, yeah. You know, every bit of this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Wait a minute.
the towers were built in the 70s, and what would have the expected lifespan normally been?
Typically, well, look at the Empire State Building. It's, you know, it's starting to push 100 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can easily get 150 to 200 years out of a building like this.
So instead of 150 to 200 years, they were looking at 40 at most?
Yeah, you're looking at 40 at most. And typically, it's not a matter of the type of structural degradation that we were told about is not something that's going to make the towers fall. It's going to make the towers not function properly in high winds. They'll be brittle and they won't flex right. And they'll actually get to the point where they're not safely occupied. But they had done this project to design structural scaffolding and work out all the logistics, which in Manhattan construction is huge logistics issues. Everything has to be delivered, you know, just almost like delivery to an automobile plant.
Mm-hmm.
When they're making cars, and they had figured it all out. It's going to cost $5.6 billion in 1989.
Looking at a $6 billion price tag just to repair, to correct the mistake.
Just to, what they're going to have to do is take the buildings down one floor at a time and then erect them back up. I mean, so it was actually a floor-by-floor demolition and a reconstruction.
Wow. So they knew as far back as 1989 that they were looking at potentially five, and of course nothing ever cost what they first estimated.
Oh, no, exactly. And you know,
meanwhile,
they're sitting around debating, do we do it, do we not do it? Years tick by.
Well, there was no way, even at the height of the real estate boom, when the Japanese were, you know, paying ridiculous prices for buildings in Midtown Manhattan, there was no way to justify the rental rates putting those two buildings back up at $5.6 billion. Yeah, it would have been a losing proposition.
Okay, so what's the connection then between the owner of the building then and the people who would have the logistical clout to pull off something like 9/11?
The only thing I can explain on that is this whole trail. One of the things that we picked up on, and so did Sybil Edmonds, is this whole trail is leading all the way back into the Clinton-Gore administration.
Really?
Yes. What Sybil Edmonds found was drug trafficking and money laundering, foreign names and American names involved in the financing of 9/11. And those involved foreigners, and it involved American names. And
we were on
some of those same trails.
Sybil Edmonds is a name that I know is familiar to our listeners as a whistleblower, but I think a lot of people think she was just a translator.
Well, she was a translator. It's been characterized in the media. I've seen some media stories about her where she supposedly translated something in Arabic that had to do with the attack on America by Osama bin Laden. So that's all top secret, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's my understanding. I've met her face to face. Had dinner with her and her husband. She is fluent in English, Turkish, Azerbaijani, and Farsi, which is the Iranian language. She's not fluent enough in reading, speaking Arabic to be in that section of the FBI. So what she found did not come out of Arabic translations. It came out of Turkish, Azerbaijani, and Farsi.
That's significant. Those are the countries that are around the Caspian Sea where all this oil and gas is.
Yes. And our government has spent years, all the way from the early times of the Clinton administration over there, trying to flip those governments and get them into our camp. And when you start looking at the geopolitical part of this, I mean, when you and I spoke on the phone the other day, Iran is trying to get a pipeline from Iran through Pakistan to India to sell them oil and gas.
That's right. They call it the Peace Pipeline.
The Peace Pipeline. It's about a $4.5 billion project. Our government is fighting that. Now, why would our government care who the Iranians sell their oil to? And you also got a situation here to where Venezuela has cut a big deal with the PRC, People's Republic of China.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody I know down in Trinidad, works for an investment bank down there, he's part of the financing team. They have already financed, and they're already doing the surveying and preliminary engineering for a pipeline project from Venezuela to the west side of Panama so that they'll have, you know, they can ship all kinds of oil to Red China. But a lot of this goes right back to, Brzezinski wrote that book, The Grand Chessboard. These are all geostrategic imperatives. You know, we want to stay indexed to the dollar or the United States economy is going to crash. You got other people out there dabbling and going to the euro. But the only reason they're thinking about going to the euro is twofold. It's our policies, and it's our policies that have weakened the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason they're looking at going to another currency. And now we've got a government out here trying to create wars out of thin air against people who the only weapon that they have against us is that they may be indexing over to the euro. Oh, God forbid, our government would have to learn fiscal discipline.
Well, now, we go back to 1972 when Richard Nixon uncoupled the dollar from gold, just basically said to foreign creditors, we're not going to pay off in gold anymore.
Well, that's because there was a run on the gold.
Exactly. And we basically defaulted on it and said, you know, make us pay. And, of course, with the biggest army in the world, the biggest military in the world, they couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was shortly thereafter that we saw a run-up in the price of oil with the 1973 oil crisis. And the only two markets in the world where you buy and sell oil futures are London and New York, mm-hmm. and you have to do it in dollars.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, essentially, it's backed by petroleum.
So the dollar, in fact, now is right. It's a petroleum-backed currency mm-hmm. instead of a gold-backed currency.
And if the world started trading for oil in euros,
we couldn't give our debt away. They'd actually have to learn how to curtail their bloated spending habits and their bloated debt habits in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So the option then facing the neocons, and by the neocons we don't mean a particular political party, because I think anyone who's paid attention to American politics knows that the neocons in power now, most of them came from the Democratic Party.
Yes, they do.
The neocons are faced with a choice of allowing Iran, Venezuela, China, Russia to start selling oil in other currencies when Iran opens the oil bourse on March 20th, or what is the other option?
The other option, they go out and they literally stomp on some countries. They take over enough oil that most of the oil is going to remain traded in petrodollars.
Do you think that had anything to do with our decision to go in and get Saddam?
I think it did. I think it was twofold. You know, first they spent years making a monster out of him. We basically bombed that country into the Stone Age, starting off with Desert Storm, George Herbert Walker Bush, and then all throughout the U.N. sanctions period, you know, Clinton was still bombing them. Mm-hmm. And they were hitting things like municipal water supplies, waste treatment plants. You know, all of a sudden there was a school or a hospital or a certain factory, you know, that was thought to be involved in WMD. They were literally reducing the quality of life over there down to nothing. And Edward Lutnick, one of the neocons, and he's an advisor to our Pentagon. I sent out an email update about 60 days ago about him. He had actually made the comment in 1991 while we were going to attack Iraq. And it's because they were building themselves up into a European-style country, and the other neighboring Arab countries didn't like it. You know, he's building dams. He's building electrical grids and highways and schools and hospitals. And, you know, they were aghast over there that, you know, maybe he was a bigger threat to them socially than militarily, because he was actually doing something with the oil money.
And he was beginning to sell it to the Europeans in euros as well.
Well, that was only during the UN food for the UN oil for food program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, prior to that, everything was indexed in the dollar. And then Venezuela started taking exception to our policies. And once you watch the dollar drop and drop and drop like it has under the Bush administration, all of a sudden Venezuela says, you know, we're going to index it to the euro. And if you go back and plot the value of the euro versus the value of the dollar, that's actually a sound fiscal decision for a leader of a country to make.
Sure.
And the only reason the dollar is weak is because of the policies of our government, not the other government.
One of the other results of what happened on 9/11 were the packet of laws that got voted into law within a month of the events called the Patriot Act. And somebody once made the brilliant observation that laws are always named for the people that they target.
Yes, that's
the
true.
Patriot Act. How is it that our Justice Department in 2001 managed to whip up this huge document in the span of about 30 days?
Well, I don't think they did. We've been digging and digging trying to figure out whether or not this was done during the Bush transition or the first couple of months he was in office. They put a team together. But then we started getting indications that as far back as the Clinton administration in 1997, and this followed Ruby Ridge and Waco and a couple of other craziness, you know, things we saw coming out of Janet Reno and Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
We found that there was what is called a Presidential Decisions Directive. They refer to them as PDD,
mm-hmm.
Number 39 and number 62. And if you read number 39, which I sent out in one of my email updates, it is literally an outline of what we see today as the Patriot Act.
Really? So this was drawn up under the Bill Clinton administration?
I think it was. And see, it's just come out here in the last 60 days that the CIA rendition started under the Clinton administration. And we've known for 3 years that there is an operating document that is a 20-year war plan that was due to come in year 2000 and run to the year 2020. It names the countries. It even tells our government leaders how to lie to America to sell it.
So you're saying that the renditions began in the Clinton year?
The renditions started about 1997 or 98 under the Clinton administration, yes.
And Al Gore is going around the country lambasting the current administration over that?
Yes, and that's why I've been sending out the email updates I have, that Al Gore does not have clean hands.
Now, this is really a little disturbing for people who want to lay all of this at the feet of George Bush and, say, John Ashcroft.
Mm-hmm. And I know that there are a lot of people, probably some of you listening, who really just want to blame the Bush administration, but it goes, there's enough to go around, isn't there, Carl?
Yes, you can even take parts of this all the way back to the George Herbert Walker Bush administration. I mean, April Glaspie, who was our ambassador to Iraq, she is still under a gag order where she cannot discuss the conversation she had just before Iraq went into Kuwait, where our government told him, if you go down there to collect what they owe you, that's of no interest to us. Yeah, you know, they basically invited him to go ahead and invade, and then they turn around and send a half a million men over there to kick him out. And they've been kicking him ever since.
Now, Iraq has always considered Kuwait to be a part, the wealthiest part of their country.
Well, that's one dynamic of it. The other dynamic of it, we had heard from several soldiers and teams that were sent over there to kind of clean up after the mess we left, that the Kuwaitis had been directionally drilling using some of the European and American oil service companies like Schlumberger and Halliburton, to directionally drill to get into their southern fields and steal oil from them. That's what was really hacking him off.
Oh,
that I could understand why that would make me a little. That would make me a little upset.
There was, you know, I mean,
I've heard numbers
anywhere from $6 billion to $9 billion worth of oil had been sucked out of the ground. That was actually, you know, sovereign territory of Iraq, and he was mad about it. You know, he expected to be paid, and they were refusing to pay. And so our government basically says, well, you know, if you go down there in the collection action, you know, we don't care. Go ahead and do it.
Well, we certainly don't make Saddam Hussein out to be a good guy in all of this, but the more we learn about this whole chain of events, the more we realize that there aren't a whole lot of clean hands at that level.
Well, you know, even as far back as World War II, you know, a lot of people, you know, think we were over there fighting, you know, fascism, and then we were fighting communism. James Baker, in 1992, Der Spiegel, the German magazine, he made a comment that this basically, I'm going to paraphrase it, it's one of my email updates, but said, we made a monster out of Hitler. And once we created the devil, we couldn't possibly tell our people otherwise that this war was an economic preventative measure.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty well documented that Hitler's industry was built up by the likes of Ford and Prescott Bush.
Yeah. Well, you had Harriman, you had Brown, you had Prescott Bush Sr. I mean, it's, you know, the people, and that's one of the things, we've got a problem in this world. We keep getting leaders who have incredibly dirty hands.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
All right. welcome everyone to the debut broadcast of The Repair of the Breach. And we are The Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Daniel. We're glad to be here on the most informative news network out there, RBNLive.com. And we're glad that you've tuned in to the debut broadcast of the Repair of the Breach broadcast, which can be heard every, what the pagan calendar states, every Saturday morning between 10 a.m. to 12 noon Central Time and 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the East Coast. So if you've tuned in to the debut broadcast of the Repair of the Breach, we welcome you, and we are glad that you've tuned in. You could reach us if you'd like to correspond with us. You could reach us at Prophet Zachariah. That's A-N-A-K for Zachariah, Prophet, like the scriptural prophets of Scripture, Prophet Zachariah at yahoo.com. That's A-N-A-K for Prophet Zachariah at yahoo.com. On the Repair of the Breach broadcast, our main thrust is to do just that, to repair the breach. You might say, well, what breaches need to be repaired, Zach? Well, there are many breaches today in the world. There's many breaches of contract. There's breaches of law. And today in this land, it's not ruled by law. It's ruled by policies, politics, under the color of law. The only law that is true law is the scripture. Everything else is opinion, statutes, and we're not to bow down to any statutes. If you remember, that was one of the Ten Commandments, not to have any others before me. The great creator Yahweh stated, not to have any others before me, not to bow down to any graven images or statutes. And therefore, man can only bring forth policy, public opinion, ordinances. That's why they're policemen, politicians. They are policy enforcers. They are not actually law enforcement, because law only comes from Yah. Now, well, why am I saying Yah? Well, have you ever said hallelujah? Of course you have, sometime or another in your life. Or you've heard someone at least say that. What did you really say? Well, hallelujah is the highest form of praise. You might have heard someone say that before. Why is it the highest form of praise, if that's the case? Well, because Yah is the short poetic form for Yahweh. Some would say Yahweh in an anglicized manner, but the Hebrew pronunciation of the great creator, who only is one, and there in his name one, he is the only one that can bring forth law. And he's brought forth his law in the scriptures. In the first five books in your Bible, from Genesis to Deuteronomy, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, is called the Torah, which is the Hebrew word for law. And we're going to go to a break, but we are glad you tuned into the debut broadcast.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means... They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.